Title: Sample Degradation Chains for 90s Tone Intermediate. Alright, welcome in. Today we're going after that classic 90s jungle and drum and bass tone. Crunchy breaks, slightly softened transients, a bit of noisy top end, and that why does this feel like it's coming off tape or an old sampler attitude. And I want to frame this the right way: you're not trying to destroy your drums. You're trying to make them feel handled, like they've been sampled, pushed a little too hot, converted, and then committed to audio. That commitment part is a huge piece of the sound. We'll build three reusable degradation chains in Ableton Live using only stock devices, one for break loops, one for one-shots, and one for bass resamples. Then I'll show you a workflow to make your breaks feel performed, not looped. Step 0. Start with the right source and get it moving. Load a break loop, amen, think, hot pants, whatever you like, onto an audio track. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 174. In the clip view, turn warp on. Now choose your warp mode deliberately, because warp has a sound. If you want tight jungle chops, go beats mode and pick the transient preset. Beats mode can give you that chewed edge on tails, which reads as old playback. Complex Pro is smoother and smeary, which can be cool, but for classic bite, beats is usually the move. Quick reminder before we build the chains: 90s tone is part sound, part performance. You can have the best crunch in the world, but if it's a dead two-bar loop with no variation, it won't feel authentic. Chain A, 90s break sampler crunch. This is your classic jungle bite rack. Put this directly on your break loop track. First device, EQ8, pre-shaping into the dirt. High pass around 30 to 40 Hz, 12 dB per octave. We're just clearing rumble. Then add a gentle high shelf down, like -1 to -3 dB around 10 to 12K. This is important. Modern samples often come in way too bright and finished, so we dull them slightly before we hit distortion, so the dirt sounds like old gear, not like crispy fizz. Optional: if your snare needs a little push, add a very small wide bump around 3.5 to 5K. Keep it subtle. Next, saturator to mimic a hot sampler input. Set it to soft sine for a smoother clip, or analog clip if you want it harsher. Drive anywhere from +3 to +8 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then, and this is big, level match your output so bypassed and engaged feel about the same loudness. Otherwise, your ears will vote for louder, not better. Teacher trick here: push the drive until you hear the snare grow hair, then back it off like 10%. You want edge, not a layer of brittle sand on top. Next, redux for that early converter vibe. Start with bit reduction around 12 bits and sample rate around 18K. Then set dry slash wet between 10 and 25%. Redux is one of those devices where a little bit is the entire sound. If your hats turn into white noise, you've gone too far. Bring the wet down, or raise the sample rate. Next, drum bus for glue and knock. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch really low, like 0 to 10% max. Boom, be careful. 0 to 10% at 50 or 60 Hz is plenty, and often you can leave it off on breaks, because you're probably layering your kick separately anyway. Then transients. Go negative, maybe -5 to -15. This is one of the fastest ways to get that older feel. Modern breaks can feel too pokey and clicky. Softening transients makes it feel like it came from a sampler or a print. Next, vinyl distortion for top dirt and mechanical vibe. Turn tracing model on. Drive around 0.5 to 2. Crackle between 0.5 and 2.5, and keep it subtle. Crackle is amazing in intros, but it can mess up the clarity of a drop, so plan to automate it down later. Pinch, 0 to 1 if you want a tiny bit of that strain top end. Finally, utility. Turn bass mono on around 120 Hz. That's an old school, pressed and sampled type of stability move. Optionally pull width back a little, like 80 to 100%. Don't go super wide on breaks unless you really know what your layers are doing. That's chain A. The result should be mid-forward, slightly lo-fi, glued, punchy, and convincingly touched by hardware. Now chain B, tape plus wear. This one is more about movement and atmosphere: warble, hiss, softened highs. Great for intros, breakdowns, pads, and even breaks when you want them to feel like they're coming from somewhere else. First, echo, but you're not using it like a delay. Set the mode to tape. Set time to basically 0 milliseconds, or very short, like 1/64. Feedback at 0, or barely anything. Dry slash wet around 10 to 25. Now bring in noise, 2 to 8%. Then wobble and flutter, 2 to 10% each, but keep it tasteful. Small amounts go a long way. Inside echo, use the filter to low pass around 7 to 12k. This is your tape stage. Then auto filter, low pass 24 dB. Set frequency somewhere like 8 to 14k depending on how dark you want it. If you want extra life, add a slow LFO, like 0.05 to 0.15 Hz. That's slow drift. We're not doing dubstep wobble. We're doing this as a slightly tired machine wobble. Optional but super authentic. A noise return. Make a return track with vinyl distortion crackle. Then EQ it so it's band limited, like high pass around 200 and low pass around 10k. Send a little break into it. And here's a pro touch. Make the noise follow the music. Put a compressor on the noise return. Sidechain it from your break track. Fast attack. Medium release. And only duck it by like 1 to 3 dB. That way the noise stays present, but your snares still read clearly. That's chain B. The result is smoother, older, and moving. Chain C. Resample to 90s. This is the real secret. A lot of that era sound is simply the result of printing audio after processing, then treating the print like the source. People weren't endlessly tweaking chains. They committed, bounced, and moved on. So, create a new audio track. Set its input to resampling. Arm it, and record 8 to 16 bars of your processed break or bass. Now take that recorded clip and decide. Warp on or off. If it loops cleanly, try warp off. That's often the most sampler loop vibe, because you're not constantly time stretching. If you need warp on, use beats mode, preserve 1/16, and experiment with transient loop behavior for gritty tails. Then post resample final grit, light touch only, redux at like 5 to 15% wet, saturator drive plus 2 to plus 4 dB, and maybe a small high shelf down if it's still too shiny. Now, extra coach concept. Think in stages, not one magic plug-in. If one device is doing 80% of the damage, it'll sound like an effect. If five devices each do a small, believable thing, it sounds like a format. Another coach trick, drive without getting louder. Put a utility before your dirt stage. Push gain into the chain, and then use another utility at the end to pull level down so your loudness stays consistent. That lets you actually hear tone changes honestly. Now let's apply this to our real drum and bass workflow, because this is where it becomes jungle, not just a degraded loop. First, slice and resequence. Right-click your break clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transients, choose drum rack. Now program a 2-bar pattern, then a 2-bar variation. Add ghost snares, kick swaps, little hat shuffles. And here's a classic jungle touch that's almost unfairly effective. A snare flam. Two snare hits about 10 to 25 milliseconds apart. Instant played energy. Variation rules. Every 4 bars, swap 1 or 2 slices. Maybe a different snare slice or a hat. Every 8 bars, and a fill. Reverse a slice, pitch a snare, or make a gated tail. Commit key layers. Keep one main break that's mid-forward. Layer a tight top break, high passed around 200 to 400 Hz, just for shuffle and air. And keep your low kick or sub reinforcement clean. Separate from the degradation. Old school grit is mostly mids and highs. If you degrade the sub, it turns papery and weak on big systems. If you want a really mix-safe best of both worlds, do a tube and split inside an audio effect rack. Make two chains, low and mid/high. On low, low pass around 140 Hz with a steep slope and keep it clean. On mid/high, high pass around 140 and put your full degradation chain there. This way your hats and snares get trashed in a good way, but your low end stays stable. Advanced idea. Build an AGE macro. Make an audio effect rack and map a few parameters to one knob. Redux dry/wet. Drum bus transients going more negative. EQ 8 high shelf cutting more as age increases. And just a tiny amount of echo wobble and flutter. Label that macro AGD. Keep the ranges conservative so it stays usable in real projects. Then do micro arrangement automation. Every 8 bars, spike your bit reduction or sample rate down for just one beat, like the sampler chokes. Every 16 bars, do a quick low pass dip on the last quarter beat, like a dub plate drag. One more sound design extra. Pitch down resample for weight and age. Resample your processed break, transpose the resample down 1 to 3 semitones, then warp it back to tempo using beats mode. That pitch down then time correct move often gives darker transients and thicker mids. It's extremely ear authentic. Quick common mistakes to avoid while you do all this. Don't overcrush with redux. If your hats become white noise, back off. Don't ignore gain staging. If every stage is slammed, you get harsh fizz, not crunch. Don't degrade your sub. Keep lows stable. Don't accept static loops. Variation is mandatory. And don't leave heavy crackle in the drop. Automate it down so the drop hits clean. Mini practice routine, about 15 to 25 minutes. Load a classic break. Build chain exactly and save it as an audio effect rack called 90s Break Crunch A. Slice the break to drum rack and program a 2-bar main loop and a 2-bar variation, where you change at least 3 hits. Create a return called Para Dirt. Saturator with drive around plus 10 and soft clip on, into drum bus with drive around 20%, into a Q8 high pass at 150. Send your break into it subtly, around minus 18 to minus 12 dB send level. Then resample 8 bars of the full groove. Compare the original, the processed, and the resampled. Choose the one that feels most finished for your drop. Let's recap the big idea, that 90s tone comes from controlled distortion, bandwidth reduction, and committing via resampling. In Ableton, your core toolkit is saturator, redux, and drum bus, with EQ shaping before and after. Keep the sub clean, rough up mids and highs, and make it move with chops and variation. And when you land on something that hits, print it. That's how you lock the vibe and stop tweaking forever. If you tell me what substyle you're aiming for, like jungle, tech step, deep rollers, or something more modern and neuro-ish, I can suggest specific AGE and wobble macro ranges that fit that aesthetic without collapsing your mix.